Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson at the KMOT Ag Expo. He's making me laugh already because all of a sudden Bruce leaves, cowboy, and the laser light is showing on me now. I'm getting the vitriol. Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm a really good Indian because I went out there and I found some arrowheads and I strapped them on and I just pointed and boom, right at you.
Immediately I get the face for radio. I get on. Hey, Rodney Agnes from Legacy Seeds, and thank you guys very much for, again, sponsoring us and putting us in the booth and letting us be here. You know, we kind of could be a little crazy sometimes.
Absolutely. Thanks for the enlightenment. You guys really make this show also. I mean, you know.
Well, you know, here's that $20 I owe you.
Yeah. So. Well, Mick never paid.
No, I know. Let's talk about customers today. You know, we've been at trade shows before, and again, I'm not naming any names, but we've been at trade shows where things are pretty quiet, or we get a few people looky-loos coming by, or maybe they've looked at your pens or something like this. But my first opportunity here, and I tell you what, you guys have been super busy, and it's just been a lot of great conversation, a lot of great questions. But you've been the one that's been having these conversations. Is it good talk and questions?
It's wonderful. Cowboy has to go back to Devil's Lake to go fishing. I'm fishing here, right here.
I don't need
to drill a hole. All I need to do is cast. The people here are just wonderful. This is a great show for us. I'm talking to several people constantly back and forth. I have a lot of guys that told me that, yep, you know what? I'll meet you at KMOT. And lo and behold, they show up, and it's not 5 minutes. It's 10 minutes, 15 minutes with, you know, however long they want to.
Were you taking orders? Literally, there was a guy over there just a moment ago. I was like, oh, I was over here, and what are we going to do over here, and what should I do over here? And so you guys were.
Yes, absolutely. I just got done with one from over in the Stanley area. Got him pretty much wrapped up, and then another one from the Mott area come up, and he's got a pretty sharp pencil, and I think mine's kind of short and dull. And we're gonna meet. I'm gonna get some more orders from them, and so yes, it's been a great show for orders. It's been a great show for meeting new people.
Yep. Well, and I put it in this perspective: you guys not only are a business, but it seems like your customers think of you guys as friends, and actually they can come to you guys for advice and to say, hey, maybe this didn't work as well as I thought. What can I do, or what can I change, or maybe it worked great.
And that's the great thing about what we're doing, because I do express that to my dealers, to anybody out there that is in the sales. It's like, you know what, buddy up first. You know, you can talk about whatever you want to sell or whatever. Buddy up, friend up. Yeah. You know, let's go have a beer. I'll buy you a beer. Whatever it is.
Trust is a big thing.
Absolutely. You got to earn the trust.
All right, let's talk about Legacy Seeds for somebody that hasn't done business with you before. Maybe they've been listening during our broadcast here in the network, and they're going, hey, that sounds like some people I can visit with. Sounds like they know what they're doing, and they do know what they're doing. They've been doing this. Every one of you guys has been doing this for not like 3 weeks, not like 3 years. You've been doing it for a long time. And so talk about the different products. So I know we got corn, soybean. Let's go down the list a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start with A's. We got alfalfa, wonderful alfalfa. I had multiple people talk to me about alfalfa, and it's kind of like one of them things you don't really think about. But, yes, it goes with the cattle, right? So if you got cows and you want silage corn or you want feed corn for the cows, you know what? I'm going to throw some alfalfa in there. You try this here. You tell me what you think and come up back, and we'll take a big order. And then we got silage corn. We got grain corn. We got sunflowers, soybeans, and canola.
I want to ask you the difference between 2 years, because 2 years ago we had a feed problem. We had the big time drought. So was there more alfalfa planted this last year? Just kind of, you know, being careful and making sure they had enough?
I don't think there was really. It's status quo. I think alfalfa kind of holds its own on how much they are, because alfalfa is one of them things where you put in this year, and throughout 5 years, you can calculate your cost per acre, because that's about how long it lasts.
Right.
You know, 3 to 5 years for us in North Dakota. So there wasn't an overabundance of people just rushing to alfalfa, because next year they're going to go right back into whatever
else
normal
they're doing.
Rotation.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Supply at this point. I mean, we're sitting towards the end of January. It's hard to fathom that where we're at. I mean, we're not really that far away from starting to think about 20. In fact, you should be thinking about 23 already. But ordering seed, I should almost ask, is it too late to get what you want?
Oh, it's never too late for me to tell you I'm sold out. Because that puts a fear of God in you. You should have ordered that last week, right? But no, we got stock. We got we're sitting really good on all of our products and whatever we are short on. And I'm still going to take that order because Jim Lund, if you're listening, I know you're going to find it for me.
Absolutely. And that message has been put out there quite a bit. And if you want yield, and the one thing that I had learned in the discussions, the time that I've spent with you, or actually even just some of the other growers and companies around the region, Legacy Seed is where it's at. Because, again, you know, we had such a weird year last year. We got off to a terrible start with the wetness, and it was a comfort to get, you know, Legacy Seed in the ground. And that stuff, once it hits the ground, it's going.
Oh, it's integrity in every bag. We're I'm not going to guarantee you that you're going to get the best crop you ever had, but it's going to grow. You're going to be extremely satisfied, and you're going to be talking to me year after year, just to all of us with Legacy, Randy, Cowboy, Jim, yeah, and myself.
How do you guys do for, like, late-season switching? Because I'm sure you had a portion of it last spring.
Oh, yeah. Throw a dart. see what you're going to get.
Right.
No, we're set up really nice. I mean, there's some that early maturity stuff on corn, you know, we might be a little tight, but I still think we're all right. There was, Cowboy had expressed yesterday, there was a little bit of stuff that did get sent down south and whatnot, but... You know, our production came in really good, okay. So we're still sitting pretty good.
And I just want to put up there, footprint-wise, you guys are serving the tri-state area. I know you guys are down in Wisconsin as well. How far south do you guys go?
Let's see. Where's that South Dakota border? No. Let's go down to Mexico. Border.
Yeah.
We stretch all the way from South Dakota to Montana border.
Okay.
We're into Minnesota, fairways. Pretty much, if you can look up Legacy Seeds and you come up with my name, I'm gonna search you out. I'm gonna find you, and I will entertain you.
What is the biggest attribute for Legacy Seeds? Let's just pick corn, for example. What sets Legacy Seed away from brand X, Y, and Z?
What sets them apart?
Yes.
First of all, it's a salesman. It's us. We're gonna do something for you, even when you're not even watching. If you're not even paying attention, I'm in your field, I'm walking your field, and I'm making sure that thing is there. You know, if you got bug problem, if you got this or that or disease, that's the one thing that we pride on. When you're not even paying attention, one of us is out there. We're gonna be looking at your fields.
Right. And you have sales reps all over the place. It isn't like you guys are just based out of Fargo or based out of one area. You know, you guys have experience like yourself. Again, you're in the Langdon area. Cowboy, you know, he is around the Thompson area. You know, obviously Dan has been around for, okay, I'm not going to say 100 years. He is the unofficial mayor, or is he the official mayor of Alice? I'm not quite sure.
He's the mayor of Alice.
But I'll tell you right now, if you want to know anything, and Jim, of course, has been around for a long time too, but if you want to know anything about agriculture in the last 60 years, Dan's your guy to talk to.
You are going to get a version of that you probably never heard of before from Dan, and Dan has wonderful, he's kind of like going to the library.
Yes.
If you want the humorous version of it, or if you want the fact or the fiction part of it, Dan's your man.
Right. No, and you guys are there at the you know, all the way through the process. You mentioned, again, if somebody has an issue or whatever, you guys are only a full phone call away.
Absolutely.
So pretty simple. All right, my friend, we only got about a minute and a half left. Anything that we missed? Obviously, we still got another day tomorrow. So for folks, hopefully, from what we understand, the day will progressively get better tomorrow. So we'll hopefully hunker down, and we'll still be here tomorrow morning. And if you're happening to be in this region, we'll still be here at the KMOT Ag Expo. You'll be here.
I'll be here.
Are you all by yourself now?
I'm all by myself.
I'll be nice.
You know, Cowboy, if you're listening, you should really have a lot of guilt in your heart.
Oh, boy.
If you have one, 10 man.
Oh, jeez. All right, very good. LegacySeeds.com is the best place to go. If somebody lives, geez, I don't know, I'm just going to pick a town president or somewhere, how do they find their rep? What's the best way?
Get on the website, www.legacy.com, and you know, just do what everybody else. Search the web, and you're going to find a regional rep. Yes, you will find a regional rep in there.
You know, I've always known you guys. Do you guys have a lot of folk in Western, or do you guys primarily just cover that yourself with what you do?
Well, like the Randy Lloyd, he covers the Western.
He's your primary.
Yes, he's got dealers out there.
Where is Randy? Did you guys box him up somewhere or what?
No, Randy's a little bit under the weather. Okay. Randy, if you're listening, get well soon, bud.
Yep, absolutely. And that's been going around. So, yeah, anyway, well, we appreciate you being here with us. And, Cowboy, we love you, but you're off into the sunset.
Yeah, well, the sunset. Keep going, buddy.
We'll be back here again tomorrow. That is going to do it for today's show. Again, brought to you as a service, our coverage here at the KMOT Ag Expo by Legacy Seeds.